Food Truck Friday now is 95. That turned into the hottest day of the week. It was the coolest day of the week 3 days ago. You let me know when you get it figured out.
Yeah, we'll Indiana weather.
Stick around.
Good luck.
And then it'll be, what, 53 Sunday morning, Monday morning, and perfect, and 79 and sunshine on Labor Day. Okay, today, Wednesday. We always start with Wednesday. Our friends in Ellettsville, 4:30 to 8:30. The heat wave is gone, kids. Go. Go have fun. If the radar is showing us after 7 o'clock would be anything, and that's deteriorating in front of our eyes, at least at the last update. So go eat, drink, be merry, and listen to some music.
Yeah, and this is our last one with music of the year. We're running through the end of September. And we've got a limited number of trucks, but there's not really big lines like Food Truck Friday. And the food, the quality of the food, Bloomburger, if you've never had it, is one of the best burgers you're going to find. Doner Kebab, one of the best gyros, La Poblana. I did a steak and shrimp quesadilla from them, and it was absolutely phenomenal. Ooh. Got a little side of queso for some dipping. Come on. No Weavers, though. Weavers Barbecue, they had some issues with their truck, and the Chocolate Mousse will be slinging ice cream over at Marcy Jane Lewis Park.
Starting at 4:30, it runs through 8:30. Yep. Enjoy the music as well. It's all free. It's whatever you buy and support locally. And I know Ellettsville has some new places we've been talking about, maybe some knick-knack snack shops, maybe some breakfast stuff. Well, this little dinner time, a little bit different activity to get you going. And it looks like, again, we are much, 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 much cooler than we thought we would be. Tough news in the restaurant business. The rumor was floating around last night that Cafe Pizzeria was closing. And, well, we called up. It didn't close just yet. But this morning, goodbye. Cafe Pizzeria, 70 years in the books. And a big thank you to the family that ran that place. But that's a way to do it. If you're tired and want to retire, don't give them 2 weeks when you got to make 600 pizzas.
Yeah,
you don't want to do it that way. But there's a little part of me that said, you know what, that big festival is coming up this weekend. There's this, there's that. You know what? Nothing like a midweek Wednesday to sneak it in there and get a little pub. The reasons are simple. They want to spend more time with family and friends and quit working. So the Webb family, congratulations on the big run. 70 years, Bloomington's oldest pizza.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. We did food trades with them all the time. We'd give them ice cream. They'd give us pizza. It was so good. It was very unique. It was a different pizza than you're going to find anywhere else in town. And it's, like you said, 70 years is nothing to sneeze at.
That's not at all.
Such a run, you know, as a consumer, as a patron, sure. I would have loved it. They gave us a little heads up, but we don't know what's going on in their lives. You never know.
Why make the last order? Why write the last bill? Maybe they ran it down to here. Maybe they said on August 1st, hey, we're going to order two more times. And when we're out of dough, we're out of dough, it's time to go.
We're calling it, yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, props to them. They're doing what they need to do for them. And, let's just try to remember the good times and not be cranky, like, oh, I wish I could have gone one more time.
Who knows? Yeah. Maybe they'll sell it. Maybe
you
can buy it.
Never know.
We're not going to get into that today. We should celebrate them. And as always happens on the Book of Face, the misconstrued emotions, don't tell me how to grieve. I'll grieve my own way.
Yeah.
But today is not the day to talk about the other pizza places that we're all ignoring. Or what about?
Right.
It's time to celebrate Cafe Pizzeria today. So the other 364 days of the year, yes, you can make that point. Why aren't you talking about Pizza Pantry? Relax.
Yeah.
They're in business. Go eat there.
Well,
go on Facebook and go support local business and let the people that want to talk about and reminisce about Cafe Pizzeria do it.
And just like Irish Lion, I don't think this was the case with Cafe Pizzeria where it was lack of business. I think it was just, again, the time had come.
Absolutely.
So long.
Moving.
But if there's local places you love, go support them.
Don't wait.
Exactly. I see it all the time. Where I love that place. I love that place. When we canceled the Spanish burger, oh man, I loved it. Well, our sales didn't show it. You know, so it's
people
like,
don't quit because they don't get any love on Facebook. They quit because they don't get any love at the register,
yeah.
Or they have a plan to retire.
So if there's a place you love, go support it. Go help them stay in business, and then don't. That way, you're not looking back like, oh man, I wish, woulda, shoulda, coulda.
You're 100% right. But, again, trying to knock sense into people who spend all day on the internet, that's another thing. I hope they spend time listening to radio. That's more fun because the Olive Leaf brings us Jordan Davis every Wednesday afternoon. Jordan's fighting the bug again today. He's under the weather. He comes and plays hurt. He's a star.
Not that I just, yeah, just the muffled hearing is really all it is. I feel fine, but it's weird when everything's just muffled. I'm hearing
See what
that.
Happens? You miss a week of radio and you're all off
never,
kilter.
Never again. Never again.
The Olive Leaf and Bloomington Chocolate Company on Bloomington's East Side. Come for the smells, leave with the ingredients to new recipes that will impress. Well, that's a fantastic outlook on life and how we should do it. Cafe Pizzeria, when we get any update on if there is any movement and anything else, we will pass it along to you. Of course, there's already people saying, what was in their dressing? How was this made? What was that sausage recipe? Well, that's how it should be because it was good food. And the one thing, the one regret I did not get to was trying my buddy Chris Williams, who's a townie, been lived here for 100 years. He said, you got to get the double dough. You get one crust, stack the other one. I never ended up doing that. I had a bite of his once. It was delicious. But I never gorged myself.
Yeah.
I never went down and did that. So bon voyage. Ciao to our friends at Cafe Pizzeria. And we wish them – we should thank them. We shouldn't wish –
Absolutely.
Thank you
yes.
for being the first pizzeria in Bloomington. Thank you for taking them all over to Nick's those years before Nick's put in their own stuff. That's not a – You should know that if you're a big foodie.
Yeah, no, I had no idea. That was before my time.
Yeah,
that's good trivia.
Before they got it going, they would run over to pick up the phone, call the hotline of pizzeria. Ready. Come get them. Come get them. Hot pizza. What's better than that? Jordan Davis is our guest this afternoon. We haven't seen you. Why didn't we see you last week? You've added another title to your growing CV, as the folks in Europe call it. You're on a board here locally. I'll let you tell the story of why we missed you last week.
Yeah, well, it was twofold. We had a ton of Welcome Week events. Every school on campus books us. We had those going on. And then I barely snuck it into the Visit Bloomington meeting. Visit Bloomington, I've been on the board for a while. Got moved up to the executive committee. And then Mike McAfee, who's the director up there, does amazing work. Asked if I wanted to be the board president. And fortunately enough, the rest of the board thought so as well. So I'm now the president of the Visit Bloomington board. Really honored just to have the opportunity.
Is this your first executive office?
Yeah, I think so.
No wonder why you're wearing the fancy t-shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, the black with the white letter, and absolutely.
We call that a tuxedo.
The tuxedo tee.
Had one of those. I'll tell you that story sometime.
But yeah, they just do, it's just a really cool opportunity. There's a lot for me to just learn in all the work that Visit Bloomington does. I mean, they sponsor our podcast. They do so much that, like, they're helping book hotel rooms. They're helping restaurants. They're helping with the convention center. There's all this work that they do behind the scenes that a lot of people in the community don't know about. So it's really cool work. It's funded from the innkeeper's tax.
Correct.
So it's not technically your local tax dollars paying unless you do a staycation, but they're completely funded from people coming in, booking Airbnbs, booking hotels, and then their goal is to continue to get people to come visit and see us. But there's a ton of resources that locals can use as well on their website.
Well, I told McAfee, I saw him a few weeks ago before this all was official, and I said, well, that's what you need. You need the young go-getter. You need the guy that's going to run through a brick wall who touches the every day part and just doesn't. Good. Congratulations.
Thanks, man.
We're in really good hands moving forward. So I bet you celebrated with going out to get something to eat.
Yeah, I mean, I do what I just always do. I mean, I went back. I literally had to leave in our warehouse, get on the board meeting from my phone, and then get in the office because it was just Jacob School, Chemistry, Kelly
everybody.
School. Everybody was getting chocolate mousse ice cream for their Welcome Week
Memorial
events.
Stadium. We'll
yeah.
get to that in a minute, too.
Yeah, so I don't remember what I ate specifically that night. It was our first night of bingo at Yogi's.
Very
and
cool.
I did their French dip.
That's new.
Yeah. I forgot the au jus, but I talked to him about it. It's fine. It was still absolutely delicious. It's still steak.
What am I dipping it in? What am I dipping?
I know it's just a French at that point. You know? No, I mean it was still good. It was fine. And yeah, they have a ton of great food. I love, speaking of pizza, I really like their thin, like tavern style pizza. It's not a place you think to go for pizza, but it's surprisingly good. It's one of those that is
snackable.
Dude, you can smash a whole one and you don't feel like lethargic. You're just like, oh yeah, I just killed that because it's just so thin, light, crisp. But yeah, we're going to be back again tonight, 8 to 10. We're going to away 4 IU football tickets. We're giving away
great.
A Jim Beam rolling cooler and it's free to play. It's all ages. So really excited to be back there doing doing bingo.
All ages, too. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
Yogis will caters to families and everything else. So if you need a midweek, if you're having a midweek crisis, well, get out and don't cook. Go to Yogis, have a little bit of fun there. Now, you were busy this week early as well because home football game. We're getting ready to get started. 3:30 on Saturday, B-Town Boulevard. You got all that going on outside, inside, Chocolate Mousse, Avers, Social Cantina, Yogis, Buffaloes. Who am I forgetting?
Baked and Everbowl. I mean, yeah, that's
Everbowl and Baked. Okay, so you've hit for the cycle. There's everything.
Yeah, absolutely. We did Friday night Varsity Club. They had us out there with everyone serving up what we're going to be serving in the stadium. And then Monday morning before the press went over for Coach Signetti's first press conference, they came on over to the south side of the stadium. We all set up. They were able to get a ton of cool pictures. I'm actually got a lot of stuff from the No Dishes that I'm going to put together and release here in the next day or two that just showcases tenderloin, Italian beef and wings from Buffaloes, smash burger from Yogi's, beef or carnitas tacos from Social Cantina, cookies from Baked, acai bowls from Everbowl, delicious pizza from Avers. We're going to be serving ice cream.
Is Avers doing slices or individuals like the predecessor?
I believe it is slices, and then some of the concessions will still have like Papa John's pizza.
Gotcha, because that partnership not done just yet.
There is no Chick-fil-A this year. That's a big change, and then the only burger will be the Yogi Smash Burger.
Did Buffaloes go with the spicy chicken sandwich? Did they go with the breaded chicken sandwich?
My understanding is the menu consists of a tender, and I could be wrong, so Ed, don't kill me if
no.
I
heard that a while ago.
Yeah, my understanding.
Well, I'll check on Saturday when I'm
I think it's tenderloin wings with a few different types of sauces. Sweet Q, of course, is one of them.
Yep.
And then the Italian beef with the Giardiniera.
Well, and the other part of this is also our friends at Levy, the new concessions partner who operates stadiums throughout the world, have upgraded the concession stands. You've got a Hoosier sausage house with a foot-long dog with all kinds of stuff and chips with barbecue and queso on them. And all kinds of things happening there.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that. We got to try that stuff, too. One of them is like the Hoosier dog. It's a foot-long all-beef frank with it's almost like a Mexican street corn, where it's cream corn, you got corn nuts, cotija cheese. That was maybe one of the best things that we tried. And then they did their pulled pork on these house-made potato chips that were absolutely phenomenal
And, of course, they'll have a pulled pork barbecue sandwich if you're going to put them on
with
chips.
With a slaw, yeah.
And all that great stuff as well. So check it out. That's 3:30 Saturday for the Hoosiers and FIU. Go.
And then out of B-Town Boulevard, we booked a couple food trucks. Levy had no idea Chocolate Mousse for the food truck people.
Oh.
So they're like, oh, hey, we want food trucks for B-Town Boulevard. So Bloomberger and Itzo out of Indy will be there. Itzo's come down. Used to be called Soladine Concessions. But they've been going sporadically to Food Truck Friday since we were at the old church.
Anything outside the stadium on Sundays or on Saturdays, you can do it. You don't need a ticket. They'd love for you to buy one and go inside, but there are other packages that are available. We'll worry about that. We've got 8 home football games. That's a lot to get to. We'll talk about a little bit more of that next week. Kids menu, Chocolate Mousse, back to school. What a coincidence.
I know. What are the odds? It's almost like it was planned. It's been a long time coming, man. We should have had a kids menu at the Chocolate Mousse a long time ago. We finally got around to it. We have a PB&J with strawberry jam. We've got chicken tenders, which is also a new adult menu item. They go really well with our 1933 sauce. It tastes very similar to Chick-fil-A sauce, but it's kicked up a little bit.
I like it.
But yeah, barbecue, honey mustard, ranch, ketchup, whatever you want. But then also on the kids menu where you have a grilled cheese for the first time. We're doing, mac and cheese, hot dog, a lot of different options.
Play the hits.
Yeah, exactly. DJ, we're not overthinking
DJ,
this. Yeah.
JD, play the hits, man.
Yeah, exactly. You play what the people want to hear. Oh. That's what I do when I DJ. I'm not the best DJ, but as long as you just play the hits, you're gravy.
Play the hits. So the point is, you can grab some food to eat, then fill them with ice cream.
Yes, exactly. So
can you get that stuff to go?
Absolutely, yeah. We have an app. You can download it in the App Store for Android or on iOS. MooseBtown.com. You can order it for delivery or pickup. You actually earn loyalty points when you use the app or the website. We started to see people using those, which is really cool to see them getting free ice cream because they're just –
Well, what's better than free ice cream?
Nothing. Nothing is glass. Not. Absolutely. That's why people love to see me sometimes.
Oh, I love to see you all the time. Jordan Davis is in the studio, and every time we get together, we inhale 20 minutes. It just evaporates. You got 2 good minutes. Tell me all the good stuff you've been eating.
Oh, man. Well, today, right before I came in, I still have half a slice. Goodfellas. This is the best slices I've ever had from them.
Fresh out.
Crisp on the bottom. One sausage, one chicken and bacon. Ooh. I don't need 2 full slices. They're big slices. I got those 2 a drink and a cookie. It was like $14. Absolutely. I think it's a good deal.
$10 lunch special every day, gang.
Yeah, Blooming Tide, they are now open on 4th Street. I've gone over there, the old Anatolia building. They used to be on the square. They've been running the Little Bowl food truck. Peanut and Joy do an amazing job over there, whether it's the pad thai or their crispy chicken.
Here's what's the best part. I've been down there before, and I've told you the story. You show up down there at 9:40, and they close at 10. They don't let you in. They're going to be open until 2 a.m.
Yeah.
So those of you get out of the show, get out of the movie, wanted late dinner, that's one of the – I think it's brilliant.
Yep, 4th Street.
Absolutely brilliant.
2 a.m., Blooming Tie.
Right. So if you're doing anything after 10 o'clock and you want a real meal,
yep.
And I'm not knocking food trucks and I'm not knocking Chipotle. I don't need to be walking around the burrito.
But you have limited options.
I can sit down after 10 o'clock. I can have a glass of wine. I can unwind. And I don't have to hurry to get there before I get seated. They're going to have my business because I'm a 9:30 when I'm out. I eat after 9:30.
Same.
And it's really shrinking.
Yeah.
Really shrinking. How many places do not open at that time?
Yeah, and you're not sacrificing quality. I think they very well might be the best Thai food in town. It's so good.
And it's a brand new building.
Yep. Gorgeous. Yeah, it looks absolutely beautiful. New patio. It's handicap accessible. And then across the street, do Asian food. They stay open late too.
They do.
So you got a couple great options there right across the street.
I was surprised to see them open during the day the last time I was over there. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting as well. 4th Street's going to be very busy this weekend. The Arts and Craft Fair, it's been going on for 100 years. Saturday and Sunday, starting at 10 a.m., get in there and enjoy all the great stuff that goes along with that.
Yeah, so Ben, I've got a number of other ones. Wee Willie's, Lucky Express, Top Notch Filipino, did an Upland beer dinner since we last talked. Ooh. That was really phenomenal. A lot of great stuff in there. If you want to see more about it, I made a reel on No Dishes B-Town Instagram. And then Shortstop hadn't been there forever. They're doing jerk chicken at Shortstop now.
Really?
It's Willie T running the show. I had no idea.
Neither did I.
I know.
That's why you come on here.
I know. Yeah, so when Lovey and I go in there, we're like, what's Willie T doing running things in here? And they got jerk chicken on top of the barbecue.
Oh, that's outstanding.
Yeah.
Where did Top Shot of Jerk Chicken go?
I think they still set up. I think they've been doing Tire Genie some. They're ones that you really just got to follow on their Facebook page. But Top Shot of Jerk Chicken is so good. And they're just really great people doing it, too.
Really hot on Friday. Doesn't matter. It's always hot on Food Truck Friday. What do you got going on this week, buddy?
Yeah, tons of food trucks. We actually have a couple new ones. So one is called Slop Shop. It is a Philly cheesesteak food trailer from our friend McKinley. Used to own Fairfax Sinkhole. So he's doing that. And then we have Eat So Down from Indy. Jason Soladine, who I mentioned. We've got Old and Gold. It's the apparently really old gentleman. I've never met them, but it was interesting emailing them. But usually that means they're great musicians, in my experience. I think it's going to be some old school dudes playing 5 to 7. Then 7 to 9, we have the Lowlanders doing some bluegrass.
All free, except your purchases of food and beverage from our great local vendors. Way to get it all in, buddy. That was absolutely outstanding.
Speed run. Let's go, bro.
Have a great Labor Day weekend. Come back and see me in September. That sounds weird to say, but it's next Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm all for it. Thanks for having me, buddy.